Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Q's Militia Podcast with those two unapologetically biased orange-blooded homers, Sean and Joe.
All right, what is up, Q's Nation? Thanks for tuning in to the Q's Militia Podcast with Sean and Joe. If you like it, please share it. The universal for the handles on the socials is at Q's Militia. Go there, join the militia. We're the only Syracuse sports podcast centered around giving the fans a voice. So we've got we've got some Q's news, some recruiting stuff for football and basketball. And we're heading into the ACC tournament for lacrosse. So we'll give that a flyby, of course. Give it its props, its due. And and then we've got a little bit of fan feedback. So not fan feedback season, apparently. So but we have a little bit. But first,
it's the off season.
Yeah, it's the off season. But first, as always, we gotta squeeze in a sponsor. And this is a new sponsor I'd like to welcome aboard, SeatGeek. SeatGeek has become a new sponsor for the Armchair All-Americans Media Network as a network sponsor. Let them take the confusion out of your ticket buying experience. Instead of shopping out of dozens of websites, you can go there and you can have them do your shopping for you. If you're looking for concerts, MLB baseball's in full swing. You got hockey, soccer, whatever you want. The Rolling Stones tickets on here, Pink, Ariana Grande, The Who, Queen, Dallas Cowboys, Patriots, anything you can imagine. So we did have another ticket sponsor before, but unlike that ticket sponsor, this ticket sponsor actually searches the web for you. Their app scans the web, in fact, for the best deals on your favorite game or concert or show and rates them on a scale of 0 to 10, and it lets you know if you're getting the best bang for your buck. A green dot marks a great deal. A yellow dot, that's just an okay deal. And a red dot, though, that's a bad deal. You don't want to bite on the red dot. You pass over the red dots. So use promo code ACAA at checkout to receive $20 off your first purchase. That's two free beers at the stadium or the concert venue that you decide to go to. So what are you waiting for? That's promo code ACAA for the $20 off your first ticket purchase. SeatGeek, life's an event, and we have the tickets. Thank you, SeatGeek. Okay, so.
Sure. It was good, man.
Not bad for a first-time read, right?
Yeah.
I went to the website and everything for that. What do you think?
Wow. That was good.
Started with a bang. All right, let's see. Okay, so every year we got to have this conversation about player compensation and all these things that go into that. Now, we're not going to do that. We've done that episode. It's episode 75. We did the one-and-done rule and player compensation. We kind of rolled it into one. But my thoughts on this are ever evolving, so I'm going to clear some things up. But I do, the numbers are in, and as far as the NCAA goes, they had a 14-year deal with CBS. It was supposed to go through 2024. It was a $10.8 billion deal to televise the tournament. And in 2016, that deal was actually extended all the way through 2032 for another $8.8 billion. We're talking, I mean, almost $20 billion just in
TV. That's with a B, folks.
Yeah, just in TV revenue, okay, on the backs of these students. Now, I know that they agree to this. They get a scholarship. They sign the National Letter of Intent and all the other things that go into it, and they agree to not get paid. But isn't it time to give these kids some compensation, at least for tournament winnings? You've got the Final Four coaches, Tom Izzo, he made these numbers too do not include any possible payout bonuses from the school themselves. So Michigan's Tom Izzo, $4,157,562. Tony Bennett from Virginia, he had $4,150,000. Texas's Chris Beard, $2,800,000. And Bruce Pearl from Auburn, he bagged $2,000,000. $600,000. Now, last year I had said, you know, these coaches, maybe they should give up some of their cash. You know, I regret saying that. I must have been a little upset. I do regret saying that. I don't think they should give up any of their money. I think they've earned their money. But I think also that these kids have also earned their money. For instance, Syracuse University basketball program generated $31.8 million in revenue for the school this past season. And according to, it doesn't say, but that was the third highest total in Division I. Apparently. Yeah. So the school then, out of that $31.8 million, they spent $14.7 million. They spent on, I guess, the program and things like that, right? So whatever goes into that, flying and hotel rooms. And they you know, Syracuse actually pays school. They paid ODU $85,000 or something ridiculous like that to come to Syracuse and beat us. Yeah. So think about that. Now, that $14.7 million does include the $2.7 million compensation for Jim Boeheim's salary. So that left a surplus of $17 million. Now, we all know that some of that $17 million surplus goes into non-revenue sports, which...
Most of the money.
I don't know. You think most of that money goes into non-revenue sports? You think so?
There's a lot of other sports, and they still have to do their traveling.
I wish I had that number, but that's not even
A tough number to look into, but based upon things that I've heard, Sean, most athletic departments, a lot of them barely break even. A lot of these, but there's a lot of time. That's a lot of the reason why all these colleges don't have all these different sports.
I would say Syracuse would be an exception to that.
Well, that's
between the football and basketball program.
When you talk about average, there's going to be a low end. There's going to be people right there breaking even, and of course, there's going to be the surplus. And that obviously depends on how you perform and having the ability to be able to, you know, be seen more and to perform. But still, nonetheless, majority of that does go to that.
Absolutely. Okay. Sadly. Of course.
From basketball and football and most sports pays for everything.
It does. It does pay for everything else, but we don't know how much. So I'm not even going to play with that number. I'm not even going to say how much of that $17 million left over in the surplus without entertaining the thought of
if that counts toward every person's salary that works for the athletic department.
Well, I think
because if you want to play that game and go down that rabbit hole.
Exactly. That's why I don't even want to talk about that number.
I get it,
Joe. But I would say part of the school spending over $14.7 million during the season would include that. I would think that's where that would go. But I don't even want to focus on that number. That $17 million. Now it'd be nice if some of that went to these kids, but I don't think the money should come from the school. I think the money could come from the almost $20 billion in TV revenue would not hurt. I mean, we're not talking about paying, you know, these kids millions of dollars. We're not.
You're talking about the NCAA paying them?
Yeah. The money's got to come from somewhere, and that's why
don't get me wrong. That's a perfect solution.
Now, I know it's highly improbable. I know. I get it. But hear me out, though. Hear me out. Now, you wouldn't pay these kids a salary. Like, I hear people talking, well, I'm going to pay them a salary. Well, I don't think so. I don't think paying them a salary is a solution. I think the teams that make, you know, go deep in the tournament or make the tournament, they should get something. These kids should get something. They should get some kind of bonus. Now, and we've also talked about, this goes beyond this even, is the ability to go ahead and market yourself. So.
Oh, yeah.
Tyus Battle being able to go to Destiny and sign autographs or do booster stuff during the Christmas break, say. Okay? Now, you know what I'm saying, Joe?
So, I'm 100% on board with that. 100%.
So, anyways, just food for thought, and figured we'd throw that out there. Any more thoughts on that?
No.
It'd be a great discussion. God, no, he says. It's a rabbit hole. You're right.
It is. And it's a terrible rebel. You're never going to get those people up there at that top of such a corrupt organization.
I don't know. The NCAA is just as bad as the government. They're just as corrupt.
You ask them to pay you money? Come on, man.
Yeah, I know. Fat
Seriously.
Chance, right?
That's like expecting the IRS to come and if you forgot to pay your taxes.
Giving you a coupon?
By the way, we owed you. Here you go.
Yeah. Okay. And by the way, when they give you a check, do the math on that. I'm just saying. If you got $3,000 back in taxes, you probably paid 10. Okay. Free loans. Free loans everywhere. Okay. Yes. More, but I digress. More news for the basketball season. So we were a little worried about at the end of the year adding some of these conference tournament games early in the season, maybe in November, I think they're trying to do. I believe ours is Virginia this coming year. So there was concern about the Syracuse-Georgetown rivalry continuing, but fear no more. The rivalry has renewed for at least 2 more years. One home game, one away game for each team. So through 2019-2020, we still got Georgetown on our schedule, and I think that's great.
That's great. And I think they're getting better and better.
I know, Georgetown is getting better and better, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, we've had their number since Ewing's been there, 2 years? So, I don't care. It's better than nothing.
We'll see.
And then the last bit of basketball news that I have for everybody is that Jesse Edwards, we talked about Jesse Edwards in the last episode, center from, where is he from? Lithuania? Where is he from?
No, he's from the Netherlands.
Oh, the Netherlands, that's right.
He plays down in IMG Academy down in Florida.
Right. He becomes officially now the fifth member of Syracuse Class 2019. He'll join Guerrier, Goodine, Gerard, Bolajac, and...
That's it,
yeah. So
he's the fifth, man.
He's the fifth, that's right. I read four names, I'm like, where's the fifth one? He is the fifth one. Thank you, Joe. You're so brilliant. So...
No problem.
All right, Joe. This is Joe's deal. The whole football thing. Duh. So he's going to orchestrate most of this. Cool. But listen, without being long in the tooth, instead of Joe being long in the tooth, maybe he can be short in the hair. What do you think, Joe?
Well, I definitely don't have any hair. So short hair, I shouldn't have any problem with.
So to compare, just for the hell of it, because I saw this, I thought it was interesting. Speed and strength of this year's incoming Syracuse football team. It was four players in 2016. They were hand-timed in the 40-yard dash with less than 4.6 seconds. And this past winter, there were 17 who ran that or faster. Laser verified, by the way. So
yeah,
that's really cool. Now, here's another stat I saw, I believe it was on Syracuse.com, on the squat rack, 14 players in 2016 lifted more than 450 pounds. That's pretty good. It's pretty decent, right? Well, this past winter, 35 squatted at least 500. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is so awesome. Mm-hmm. So, Syracuse, under Babers, getting faster, getting stronger, and isn't that like what he said he was going to do?
That's kind of what he said. And go fast. He said that too.
Yeah, faster and stronger. Sure, yeah. And I saw a lot of comments too about the speed of this team, which is just.
Oh, you can definitely tell the difference from the past couple of years.
Yeah,
definitely.
It's so good. So we got three verbal commits for the class of 2020. Let's start with.
It's early.
It's early, but what are we going to do? What are we going to talk about? You want to go down the rabbit hole of player compensation again?
No.
Okay. Class of 2020, verbal commits, three of them. So let's start with Kevin Lemieux. Sounds like a hockey name, but it's not. Mm-hmm. It's not. It's a football name.
So it is.
Let's see. He has offers from Army, Tulane, Rutgers, Massachusetts, and Dartmouth. So, got a little bit to contend with there, I guess. 6'4", 235 pounds. I watched his tape, but I mean, you know tape, Joe. I mean, what do you think?
I watched it too. Again, he's just...
Defensive end, did I say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
So unless he has the speed rushing skills to be able to like help, obviously he's going to have to do something. Obviously, we're talking 2020, so we're talking a full another year and some change before he's even going to be suiting up for Syracuse. So who knows what he can do to his body, but 235.
Big kid. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, 6'4", 235, he's probably got a good frame. So I like I mean, I like to get, and again, the offer sheet doesn't sound too great, but again, these guys, and if you've read a couple of these guys, and I know we're going to talk about some of these running backs too, but this early, it's really going out there and trying to test the waters for the big fish and see if you got any opportunity. But it's also a time to jump on priority targets and guys that you think are a little under the radar and try to jump on them early and try to beat the bigger teams to the table once their name starts getting bigger. And again, these guys still got another season of high school. So it happens all the time. And again, that's kind of what you're seeing is, I think, more or less Syracuse going after the smaller ranked priority recruits because they think that they're going to end up being better or because they're just perfectly suited or well suited for our offensive scheme.
He is ranked 55th on the strong side on the defensive end, so by 247. And also, his representative said that at this point, he's 100% committed to Syracuse. So, big kid, got a lot of time left to develop. So, we'll go from there on that. The next one I think we'll talk about is Sean Tucker. He is a 5'10.5", 157 pounds. He has no rating at 247 Sports, but he has offers, though, from Wisconsin, Rutgers, Air Force, and Kent State. And Townsend native, he rushed for 1,300 yards and 13 touchdowns in his as a junior last season. So,
And again, unranked, unrated, that just means that he hasn't been rated through the service yet because of maybe he hasn't been to a camp or just...
Could be under the radar, could be anything, right? There's so many kids.
And I mean, you see Wisconsin there, so Wisconsin's predominantly running school. If they're interested in him, then they got to like him, so...
Yeah, absolutely. And this was my favorite one, I guess. I don't know. So,
probably because of his name.
It is a great name, isn't it? What's up with that? Marlo Wax Jr., class of 2020. 6 foot, 219-pound Wax is rated 3 stars and the number 97 running back in the class of 2020 by 247. And he was also offered by Pittsburgh, Kent State, East Carolina, Marshall, Toledo, and Temple. And as a junior at Mount St. Joseph, he averaged 7.6 yards a carry and route to finishing with 17 touchdowns and 1,046 yards. So his tape was fun to watch. I thought he was pretty impressive. So
big kid.
Yeah.
6 foot, 219. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And big then, boy. Huh?
It's a big boy.
Yeah, it's a big boy. So then there was a visit or an unofficial visit. I guess there's someone in the works. And you know, Joe, like you said, we haven't been getting these types. 50 overall prospect in his class, Jalen Berger, his running back, 6 foot, 187 pounds. He's rated 4 stars. So I believe this is the first 4-star to come visit. And since when? You think of the last one?
We've definitely had some 4 stars. I mean, we got some last year. There were some that visited early, but I don't think there was any as highly rated as him. I mean, being the 50th overall prospect, you're right on the edge of a 5-star. So
exactly, and he's the number 5 athlete in New Jersey. So
and at 6 foot 187, I mean that is a perfect size for a lot of different positions. I mean, you're talking running back, receiver, or any defense.
He played option quarterback. He did a couple. He was doing a couple things in his film. So, he was doing it all. So,
and again, too, you never know if this is some type of pity visit, which I hope. Well, because I don't say it to be mean or anything, but and obviously I don't think, you know, that a player would. I mean, they only have so many visits. So, but if he were to have like a school in mind or whatever, but he is from Tommy DeVito's high school.
Oh, that's right. They played on the same team together for 1 year. That's right.
Well, I don't know if they did because they're 3 years apart or 4 years apart or something.
No, they shared the backfield for a year. I read that.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. So, yeah. And if he knows what Tommy's about and he's seen what Syracuse is, I mean, I just hope that it's just great it's almost like you don't, it's almost, I don't want it to be some type of false hope thing because, again,
right, but
you
know,
Syracuse fan is,
we saw that with Isaiah Stewart, so that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, well, but that's basketball.
I know.
We've seen those guys. Football, we haven't seen these type of guys come in and be interested. So I just don't want it to be, it's one of those things where it happens and you're like, I don't want it to be a fluke. I don't want it to be a fluke.
No, I know.
Let's keep it going.
I know. But he does have, for what it's worth, listen to the other offers. I don't, well, it's bad, but for what it's worth, just shows his talent.
It's bad and good.
Exactly. Alabama, Michigan, LSU, Ohio State, Nebraska, Florida, Ole Miss, and Oregon. I mean, just say everybody. Yeah, I know, right? So, you know, just keep your eyes on that. You know, keep your eyes on the recruits. We try to keep our eyes on this stuff. We get overwhelmed with, you know, I personally get overwhelmed with the amount of running backs and, you know, the amount of just, you know, and I get the rollover, but I don't ever get my hopes up because you just never know. You know what I mean? So, anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So, that's it. That is it for the football news. Can you think of anything else?
Not really.
Well, before we get into fan feedback, we should talk about the Syracuse Orange Lacrosse team who just whooped up on Navy, though. So, I actually watched that game at a bar here in a Navy town with a bunch of Navy fans, and it was fun. They were cool about it. I don't think they were huge lacrosse fans, but they did. There was some Navy lacrosse gear at the restaurant I was at watching that game, and it was sweet, sweet victory for me. And so my son had his SU hoodie on, so that was pretty fun. Now, with 18-9 or something like that, they whooped on them.
It was ridiculous.
It was. They ended the regular season 9-3. They're going to be a 4 seed going into the ACC tournament, and they're going to open up against North Carolina Thursday at 6. And I believe that game's going to be on ESPN 3, I believe.
Yeah.
But if they win and then they play Virginia, I think that game's going to start. From there on, it's going to be on ESPN U.
ESPN U, yeah. That'll be Saturday.
Yep. So that'll be fun, man. The ACC tournament's fun. It's quick.
No, it's in Chapel Hill, so I'm thinking actually about going to that game on Saturday if they get
there. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be awesome if you could make that.
Yeah.
What was that, like 15, 20 minutes from you?
Nah, about 45.
Oh, is it? 50. Oh, okay. All right. Well, nonetheless, that's pretty cool. If you can make that, it'd be awesome. So, all right, we are going to do a little bit of fan feedback. But before we get into that, we proposed a couple questions. And just, you know, if you went to the spring game, what were your thoughts? What are your concerns? What are your takeaways? And we got a couple of those for you. But first, if you're a betting guy or gal and you want to put a little money down on sports, you want to put a little money down on The Bachelor like Joe does, and you can do that. You can do that. I would recommend that you go to MyBookie. I would only recommend a service to my listeners that's been good to me. I've used it. Joe's used it. That's why I'm urging you to make your way over to MyBookie. You win. They pay. They have in-game live betting and the most rewarding player perks in the business. And for all you fantasy guys and gals out there, we got baseball season starting up. You can even bet on how many fantasy points, the over-under on how many fantasy points a player will score each game. Join now and MyBookie will match your deposit dollar for dollar. The dollar for dollar promo is back. Use the promo code QS25 to activate that offer. Visit MyBookie online today. That's MYBOOKIE. And don't forget to use the promo code QS25 when creating your account to claim up to $1,000 in free play. You play, you win, you get paid. Simple as that. You guys know that. You know,
all about
MyBookie. So, Joe,
I told you that I do not watch The Bachelor or Bachelorette.
Oh, I thought we were talking last episode, and you said you bet you actually go to MyBookie and bet on The Bachelor.
No.
I'm pretty sure you said
offering
that.
Offering it up to the people that listen.
I'm pretty sure you said that.
No, I'm pretty sure I didn't. But
I saw you disappear off camera, so I just assumed you weren't listening.
Well, you're lucky. Lucky I was on mute, or else I would have said something right then and there.
Oh, you're going to create work for me? Okay.
I heard it.
Let's see. Let's go to Facebook real quick. Anthony says, our buddy Anthony, gotta love this guy. He's always got something fun to say, or good to say.
Before you start that, don't you have your own concern?
Oh, okay. Well, you want to go over that? All right.
Yeah,
well, I'll do mine. All right. Okay.
Come on. Why are you jumping ahead, bro?
because I never know what to really expect right now. We just, I mean, like I said, the spring game, you can, I could take or leave the spring game, man. I know that's not a popular thing to say, but I don't know what I'm, I can really get out of that other than the positives.
Yeah, but not even based upon the spring game as much as just you knowing who we lost.
Well, we know. Well, okay. Well, we know we had concerns about the offensive line. So if you currently, if you look at it right now and you go to, let's see, if you go to, you got Heckel at center and likely, and then you've got Aaron Servais and Evan Adams at guard, transfer Ryan Alexander at tackle, incoming guy. And now you've got a solid, you got kind of a solid group up front, but if anyone gets hurt, you're down to about four or five guys: Austin Chandler, Quadir White, Patrick Davis, redshirt freshman Carlos Vettorello, and a true freshman in Anthony Redd. Now all of those guys I just mentioned as backups combined on-field experience is 7 games. And it's all by one guy, Patrick Davis, and mostly on special teams. So that's my concern. Now, yeah. Tommy DeVito, not as mobile as Eric Dungy. He's a pocket passer. He's got to have a pocket to pass in. So that's how I look at that.
Right. Yeah, I can understand your concern as far as the injury-wise. I think we do return good starters. You look at the guys.
Yeah, they're solid. Yeah, if they stay healthy.
I mean, Heckel, Servais, and Adams all have really good experience and are legitimate starters. And bringing in Alexander, who was honorable mention, is going to be but graduate senior from South Alabama. So that's another guy. So that's four guys right there. And, you know, we've had guys that have had to have been in the system for a little bit and had a little bit of experience. But I don't know. It's tough, like you said, because we had so many guys that were forced into action early with some of these groups. You know, we have had a lot of the same guys starting for the last 2-3 years, you know. So a lot of the guys that are behind now, they don't really have the game experience. And I can definitely understand your concern, but I don't know. For some reason, I think they'll be ready. We had a lot of injuries in the spring, so I think there was a lot of younger guys that got a lot of good reps.
That's a good point.
Yeah, and on top of that, there's some people that talked about it, and they made it obviously clear in the spring game, as far as the post game articles and stuff like that, that wasn't going to be the offensive line that you're going to see. So from what I understand, the first team offensive line was full of guys that probably aren't going to be starting. So to get them to get that experience to go up against the Alton Robinsons and Kendall Colemans of the world. That should help them.
Right.
But I understand where you're coming from. I know that we have another guy coming in, junior college transfer. I think his last name's Tisdale. He, might be able to help for some playing time as well. So you never know who's going to step up. I think the starting team that we put out there will be solid. But again, like you said, offensive line. Yeah, definitely a concern as far as depth.
And, you know, you can go to all the sites, too, that do, you know, they keep up on this stuff, and they're pretty good. I mean, you can keep pretty up to date on most of it. Orange Fizz is a great recruiting site. Everybody knows these. News Magician, you know. So, you know, I don't know. We'll see. It's hard for me to even get in. I don't know. If you're a new listener, maybe you don't know. But I just, to get in the football right now, like, we're just starting to break, you know, 75 every afternoon with the sun comes up. And I like the summertime, and football reminds me of cold weather. So, therefore, I can wait a little bit. But anyway, let's see. Do you want to go over yours real quick?
I mean, mine, it has a little bit to do with yours because, I mean, I do have a couple. I mean, my concerns, again, the biggest ones, again, I think is what you said, going on some of the fans on Facebook, my brother Alex talked about the defense will be good, but basically questioning on what we're going to be without Dungy. So that's essentially, you know, see what DeVito is going to do. And then Zach Shea said, give me one more D tackle, either JUCO or grad transfer, and I'm ready to party. And that is, to me, one of those things, another concern. Defensive line, offensive line, basically the same concerns. I think proven experience and proven talent, I think that starters wise is there, but it's the depth. And
yeah, it's
again,
depth.
It's the proven. You never know who's going to step up. And that's the one thing when it comes to some of these guys, especially when it comes to the offense and defensive line, because those really aren't sexy positions. So you get these offense and defensive lines that play special teams and maybe get a couple reps here and there. I mean, you have an offensive lineman come in and sneak in and play a couple series, and you won't even recognize it, that it was a sub or a second stringer. So, again, you never really know where these guys come from or where they get the reps. And it's always hard to predict who's going to be the up-and-comer or the guy because, you know, you can see the guys, you know, the receivers and corners and some of these guys that go out there and make big plays or, you know, might have some cool special teams plays or some really big plays like that. And it's all out in the forefront with offense and defensive line. You really don't see that. So they're there. There's players that every year are ready to come up out of the shadows and help. It's just, who's it going to be? And because we don't know it and we haven't seen it, it makes everybody nervous. But ultimately, I think the biggest takeaway is, or concern, you can call it whatever you want, is I think that our team goes is what Tommy DeVito, how he plays.
Sure, yeah. I mean, I would agree with that. I have faith in Tommy DeVito, but...
Me too.
You know, I think it's the consistency thing with him. It's just, you know, he came in that one game. I don't think North Carolina was ready for him, and he got to take advantage of that. But he is accurate, and I think that they like catching his balls. Wait.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I know. You could have phrased that a little bit better, but
you know what I'm saying though, right?
Nonetheless, yes. Yes, okay. I do. I think that he's a team favorite. I think he's a fan favorite.
Right. Yeah.
You know, fans wanted to give him a chance over Dungy last year.
We did. We jumped on that bandwagon as well. And regretted it.
Yeah.
But
either way, you can see that the team responds to him. Last year, that North Carolina game, the team responded to him unlike any of the teams in previous 3 years or 4 years that we had Dungy when he got hurt. So
right.
You can see that it's there. He's got the leadership. He has the pedigree. The thing is he going to come in and seize the moment and take it? Because his expectations are high. He came in big expectations. Again, we talked about fans, and yeah, we jumped
Baber. He's Baber's. He's Baber's recruit too, by the way.
Yeah, it's like his guy, handpicked for the system. The way you know, and again, last year we were kind of on that bandwagon a little late. There was fans legitimately going.
Oh yeah,
thinking
you're right.
That DeVito had a chance to start above him before we even saw him.
It was the comeback
the
game,
11 and because of all the hype and because so that's the whole thing. And now Dungy just kind of left us on, you know, 10-3. We're going to be preseason ranked. So he left a great culture and he had a great year last year. But now everything is the expectations from the fans, the expectations. Tommy DeVito are going to be huge. They're going to be huge, man.
And we've talked about the expectation. Oh, yes. Very temperamental, those you guys out there. Now,
well, dude, and on top of that, we have a very manageable schedule.
We do.
Like we talked about before, I would be 100%. I didn't want to put last year's record and all that kind of stuff as far as expectations this year. But when you look at the schedule, it's hard not to.
Yeah.
And even the sports writers, Nate Macon, Stephen Bailey, they did an article, and I think Stephen Bailey had him going 10-2, and Nate Mink had him going 9-3.
Yeah, I saw that.
Like already the sports writers that's expectations out the gate in April.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of it has to do with coaching, man, and I just trust Dino Baber so much. I think a lot
How
of people
can you not?
Do. Yeah. I said you weren't going to be long in the tooth for crying out loud and putting me to sleep over here. Steven says on Facebook, biggest concern, depth, especially at quarterback and linebacker, but healthy, we should have another good season and really looking forward to see Tommy D in a full year at the helm. Quarterback depth does concern me because we had Tommy DeVito as a backup last year, right? And we don't know really what we're getting. So, yeah. And linebacker, we talked about that last year as well.
Yeah, so, well, I think we had a really good linebacker class come in this year, and from all I've heard from spring practice, two of them, they enrolled early, so they were playing in the spring, and I guess they're hyped up to be, and we got some guys chopping at the bit. Again, this is just a classic, what we were just talking about, just proven talent versus unproven talent. And just have to trust that Babers guys and his recruiting classes had the last couple of years have been in the weight room and they got the playbook down and they've got their bodies right to where they're ready to step in and take a position.
Yeah, at Jay Carpenter at 74 on Twitter says he was at the game. He says, I was impressed with the run game. Jawar Jordan is fast. The QBs looked really good. They put a nice touch on a few deep balls. Queely made a beautiful touchdown grab. Trill and Cisco will probably be All-Americans this year. And, oh, yeah, we still have a pass rush. So there you go with linebackers. But, yeah, the defense was so effective last year, just disrupting quarterbacks all year, and some of those guys we're going to miss. But, you know, you got to start somewhere. It's a college football is a game of turnover. So, you know, in the sense that, you know, you've got new guys in different positions and same positions constantly. It's just constant movement. So we'll just have to see how they do. I mean, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I'm honestly not too worried. You saw Guthrie. He struggled early.
He did struggle early, but he came on late.
And then came on. So he came on so good, right?
Yeah.
So, like, that's. But and he was a junior college guy. He came in and he definitely helped. It was a Band-Aid for a little while. And Keelan Whitner, he was the Schaefer guy, and he stuck around and he was playing. He played safety and then moved up. So you could tell last year we had guys that were physically and athletically better than him. But because of his smarts and his knowledge of the game and his experience, that's why he played. So losing him, I don't think hurts us as much. Not trying to downplay him at all, but obviously, yeah. I mean, it's Slayton and Guthrie. And other than that, I mean, we're bringing back everybody. So, again, the D-line depth hurt, help, you know, that kind of scares me a little bit. But I think we're going to be okay in the defense end, like you said.
At Fossman44 on Twitter, was there. All three QBs were accurate. Running backs look strong. Some big hits. Air attack should make opponents worry. So, again, with the accuracy of QBs, you know, spring game, can't tell but so much. But, I mean, I'll take it. Like it. At Mark Indicuse from Twitter, love that I saw a lot of unity between the groups that are competing with each other every day. QBs cheered QBs, running back cheered running backs, etc., etc. I love the direction, but I usually don't take much that is concrete from the spring game. Definitely a family, though, and that is huge. So, hey, La Mi Familia, man. That's what Babers has got going on. And, yeah, you got to fit into that. We talked about Cooper Dawson and how he just, and when I did an interview with him and how I thought that he just fit right into like that mold, you know?
Yep.
And that's what Babers is building. I'm telling you, man, and Babers can stay. The culture is changing big time in Syracuse football, man.
And it's not just the family culture. I mean, Schaefer
had
that.
No, it's everything.
But he won.
Right.
Like Babers is winning.
Right.
You know, like that's the difference. And now we have a winning culture. We have young guys who are used to winning. And then with the family, you know, they help each other, but also push each other to compete and get the best that they could possibly be. And I mean, that's what you're seeing right now. That's great.
A Singran. I think that's it. A Singran. He keeps it short. I love it. Concern, O-line and linebackers. Strength, passing game, and DBs. The DBs, I mean, that is probably one of the best parts, one of the biggest takeaways, I think, going into the year.
And that changed fast, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. 1 year.
I mean, it was only a couple years ago where we were smoked.
Yeah, last year it got better, and now I think it's going to get even better this year. So.
Oh yeah, I mean, you have Chris Frederick was a very underrated corner over there,
and
Cisco being an All-American, Cisco, Trill Williams, Foster's going to be a senior, Scoop Bradshaw's going to be a senior, plus we got other guys. Melifonwu.
I mean,
great game.
I mean, love saying his name.
We have so many guys chomping at the bit, and again, all these returning players, so yeah, the secondary is going to be solid.
It's going to be awesome. I can't wait for that. That's going to be great. At Kevin Craig 6, O-line is a concern. So is depth at defensive tackle. After Black Williams and Ruff, we are light. An injury here will hurt. Joe. Yeah, the depth. I mean,
it's the unproven depth. The difference between offensive line and defensive line is that on the roster, we have offensive linemen there. It's just we don't know how good they are. Defensive tackles and defensive line, I mean, we just don't, we don't have the numbers there.
Right.
I mean, after those three, I think we only have possibly, I think, three other D tackles. We're going to have to be moving people around and stuff like that. So it could get ugly if we get a bad injury there. So
yeah, I mean, that's one thing that can kill us. So last one, at Geo Heater, our buddy Geo. We are winning the ACC this year, period, all caps, with five orange emojis after. Now, you know, as always, I love Geo's optimism. So we will see.
He's got great optimism.
He's got great optimism. We will see. I will say, of course, there is a chance. Never say never. So
to be a teenager that. Again.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think Gio's even driving yet, is he? He's got to be close, though. But,
yeah, he's close.
Hey,
sure he is. He's so damn busy.
I know. The kid, if you follow him on Twitter, he's in everything all the time. And he is a lacrosse goalie, too, by the way, for CNS. So it's pretty cool. And he is the voice of the North Stars football team, I believe. So just and he does Orange Heat on YouTube, if you want to check it out. Just a little geo plug for him. Anyway.
Yeah, it's been a little while.
Yeah. So I think he's so busy he doesn't even do it anymore. But anyway, look, here's the deal. We really are trying to get here more often.
It's tough.
Here's the deal. Joe and I both assumed new positions at work at the same time that require like three times more work, and we've both been swamped trying to adjust. I guess I can't speak for Joe, but I've definitely been swamped trying to adjust.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it's
I'm
been
definitely, I've been tough. Yeah,
it's been tough. Joe works a little later, I work later, and it's been tough coordinating things in between trying to get, you know, normal stuff done, you know, just throughout the day and on the weekends especially. So, but
plus sports are slow.
Sports are slow right now, too. But I still would like to do something every Friday night. When things calm down, I think going into summer or when summer starts, when it is in full swing, like I'm talking schools out and things like that, things will definitely be easier for me, especially with like my son doing you know, lacrosse. He's got lacrosse tournaments every weekend and stuff like that. So it's been hectic. So, but we'll be back more. And so two episodes a month right now is all you're getting. That's it.
Sorry.
Be deal.
We'll do our best. I mean, shoot, our numbers go down at this time every year. So,
yeah. So it's tough.
There's not as many listeners, but we still got to put it out there for the ones that want to listen.
Let's exactly. Because we know who our diehards are too. And I know who you guys are. So just so
we
you
know who he's is.
Yeah. So that is it. That's all I got. Joe, do you have anything?
Go Cuse.
Go Cuse? Yeah, go Cuse lacrosse. Be on the lookout for that. Thursday, 6 o'clock, ESPN3. Check it out. Syracuse playing UNC. And the ACC lacrosse seeds are, I mean, they're stacked. They're stacked.
There's only five teams.
I know, but I'm saying you got Duke, UVA, North Carolina, and Syracuse. They're all in the top 10 nationally.
Yeah, we're the 4 seed in our conference, and we're ranked 7th nationally.
Yeah, so it's freaking insane. So it's going to be an awesome tournament. It's a quick tournament, and, you know, it's fun. So, and then we go right into the NCAA tournament. So, all right.
Yes, sir.
Thank you to thanks to MyBookie. Thanks to SeatGeek for coming aboard to the Armchair Media Network. And, of course,
welcome.
Thank you to all of you listening. Thanks to James on guitar. For Joe, I'm Sean. We're out.
Thanks for listening to the Q's Militia Podcast, the fan's voice with Sean and Joe.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day.
So what makes a life a good one?
In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.